This is John Batchelor, conversation with John Mankins, the author of the forthcoming second edition, The Case for Space Solar Power, with my colleague on Hotel Mars, David Livingston. The fascination here is the satellite constellation to be launched, eventually in geosynchronous orbit, can transfer energy from the sunlight that's perpetual in orbit to the Earth and be collected safely and distributed as the ultimate sustainable power. When this was first proposed in the 20th century, the cost of getting so many satellites into orbit and servicing them was overwhelming. And the reason that NASA walked away from it is that its cost benefits were not rational. However, Starship has changed all of those calculations, and John Mankins and David Livingston and I speculate. And what we have here is John Mankins has an unlimited budget. So what is to be done? Here's your budget. Build it. And they will take energy. John Mankins.
With an unlimited budget, within 36 months, I would form a company. I would hire a whole bunch of folks around the world. And I would start manufacturing these modular pieces of space solar power satellites in lots of competing lines of attack to solve problems quickly. First demo would be about a megawatt in about 36 months. Within about 48 to 60 months, about 4 or 5 years, there'd be a 10 megawatt version of this platform in a middle Earth orbit, operational and demonstrating power delivery to markets around the world. We start laying out the marketing rights and the landing rights all over the world, form subsidiary companies to build pieces around the world. Can't be a U.S. play only. Got to be a global endeavor if it's going to be global power, global green energy. And within 8 to 10 years, the first gigawatt power system would be on orbit, would cost about $8-10 billion. And then you'd start ramping up. By mid-century, with my unlimited budget, which I wouldn't need much of after the first 15 years, because these satellites are going to be incredibly profitable. So I would look to pay down that. I'll borrow that unlimited budget. I won't take it as a grant. And I'll pay it all back within 30 years. It's a long-term grant, but I'd pay it all back. And by mid-century, there would be hundreds of these satellites providing power in combination with terrestrial solar and terrestrial wind in markets all over the planet.
The case for space solar power. More of this later. Thank you.